Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. I love that woman, but
let's kick it off with our intro music. Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests.
But let's kick it off with our theme song for usually Thursday night, especially during Survivor's time of the year, and you know what it is. Welcome to the show, everyone. Tonight we're going to be talking about Survivor. If you guys have a question on Survivor, you guys can call in 347-237-5506. Let's have a great show, guys.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show Network and the premiere of our Survivor Caramel and Roundtable show. Tonight is February 14, 2013, so I'd like to also wish everyone a very happy Valentine's Day. My name is Cherry Garcia, and with me is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We'd like to thank you for being here, and we'll be your co-host tonight. I'm very happy to also announce that Mr. Travis Bubba Sampson will be back with us to be our host for the season of Survivor's Caramelin, and we had Bubba here with us last season, and we had such a great time with Bubba, and I'm so excited to have him back this season with us. He just was the absolute greatest fit for us, and we're so excited to have him back with us this year. First, let's check in and see how Paul's doing. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're running a little late, bud.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Did you hear me smooching there in the background?
Yes. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. So excited to have Bubba back with us.
You're just saying that because you know he's listening right now.
Well, I am glad to have him back. I was so glad when he said he would do this again. He is
I'm thrilled.
The absolute greatest fit for this show. And let's do his intro and bring him up.
Before you bring him up real quick, I want to mention for the podcast listeners, we are doing this an hour early. So if you're listening to the podcast, make sure next Thursday you show up an hour earlier than we've been doing it in past years. So it'll be 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific time. So make sure you get that written down and be on time next week.
All right. We are doing the entire season an hour earlier than we did last year and previous seasons. So Paul's right. Make sure that you have that time down. So let's get Bubba up here with us.
Yeah.
Bubba,
barbershop, the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox. Stopped the with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome, Bubba. How are you?
Doing great. Seems like forever and a day since I talked to y'all on the radio like this. We've done it over Facebook, and of course we text somewhere, but heck, it's time to talk show.
It's great to have you back.
Hey, it's good to be back. I got to tell you.
Hey, Bubba.
How we doing?
It's pretty good after hearing that song. That gets me going again, man. I love that.
It does us all, man. It does us all. So, listen, if y'all hear a little bit of noise in the background right now, I know it's 9 o'clock, but my son don't get home from wrestling until 8, so I'm kind of cooking supper or something like that. Don't normally eat this late, but, hey, can't send them to bed hungry. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's quite all right. We understand.
Yeah.
We all have lives, and we know that we're doing this from our homes, and we're just glad to have you with us. So,
glad to be here.
Thank you for being here with us.
No problem. So, what's the scoop on the show? What did y'all think about that yet last night?
I thought it was very interesting. I think it's going to be a really interesting season. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I may differ from other people, stuff like that. Like you say, it's definitely going to be interesting stuff. I'm anxious to see how much of a influence Phil's going to be with other people and stuff like that. You know, I have been good friends with Phil. He's also a fellow Mason and stuff. And we sat in Orlando and talked, you know, like the what ifs and stuff just to play again and things do different and stuff. So I'm really anxious see how he plays this out. He's going to make every show worthwhile. If he don't win that $1 million, he'll make sure that everybody remembers the name Phillip, which they already do. But he can play it out.
I'm curious. How much did you talk about? So this was down at the event in Orlando, Give Kids the World or whatever it's called.
Do what now?
You said you talked with him in Orlando. Was it at that?
We go and do a benefit, a Give Kids the World, and we talked down there and stuff like that. Went in, you know, we're actually sitting there eating supper and stuff like that, and then we'd go out and we'd come back and sit outside at the tables and stuff like that and talk. And, you know, anybody that's ever played the game says, you know, I probably want to do this different, I probably want to do that different. My thing is I want to sit back, kind of see if he's playing the way, you know, he said he would if we do it second or something like that. And then in our shows, I'll kind of bring up why he's doing certain things. But let's just kind of
– Yeah, I think
this season's going to be better than last season's, and I assure you that.
Really?
Yeah. All right. I think that he will be – I mean, I know he made Final Three last time, but I think he's going to make more of his time on this show. And – for the fans that's playing it, knowing him, I'm just wondering if they're going to be intimidated by it. I'm wondering if they're going to be starstruck by it. Because, you know, Phillip is a very well-known survivor. So it's really going to be how he's going to be playing in this game. So,
all right, Jerry, last year Bubba dangled the little carrot with us about these alliances that would unfold over time. Now he's dangled that he knows what Bubba or what Phillip's strategy might be different this year. I like this.
Yeah,
he's always got, you know, the inside scoop. It's not that he's going to share it with all of us, but he's always got it, you know.
Well, I dangle a little bit and get a little bit out each show. If I just came right out and said, hey, this, you know, Bloom, you know, we could have
that
show
be any
and
fun.
Sit back and watch, you know, it'll be fun.
So, yeah. I want to tell you this, seeing as you highlighted Philip right off the bat, my impression watching the show, the premiere episode, was, and I even put it in the description for our radio show tonight, I said it kind of felt like the Philip Shepherd show on that premiere night. We got a lot of Philip. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And like I said when I was explaining it to you, I said this will probably be a better season than the last season because he's going to make the most of his camera time. And, you know, I'm wondering, did he go out and buy another pair of those underwear that he was wearing, or is that the same ones? But he knows that's kind of a trademark. He knows if he's got those on, that camera's going to be, I mean, that camera's going to be all over him, and he's going to make the most of it. So, but like you said, you know, it could be the Phillips, you know, Phillips show, so.
That's definitely his trademark. You can tell they're new ones. But you know, he knows that's his trademark.
I know there were. Yeah. I knew that was a joke. I knew they weren't the same ones. Trust me.
Yeah, you can certainly tell they're not the ones he wore the last time. But
be honest with
that's
you,
that's sort of his trademark now.
That's true. In fact, Jerry, I mentioned that Jillian had that auction thing up for Reality Rally, and Philip actually had, I think, a couple items, including some pink underwear. He did say that they were the exact same brand. So he went out after the show probably and bought several pairs of that same color and brand, and he was trying to auction them off to people.
Well, auction them off is one thing, but I believe I would, you know, check them to make sure they didn't have some, you know, a long string of bacon in the back of them. Make sure they weren't actually ones he wore. Phil,
oh,
he's
my
a character. He's a character. He's a character. He's just fun to be around. But yeah, he's going to make the most of this show. You can bank on that.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get as much airtime as he possibly can, and he's going to. I think he's going to mess with those people a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when he made the statement, we've already got the numbers. He didn't care what he did. And here, well, it's going back to his strategy. If you're pleading with someone, and me and Philip had this conversation, if you're talking with someone and you're convincing them, you've got to be very careful. If they feel like you're trying to sell them something, then they get this feeling of, And how'd Philip put it? You need something from them.
Right.
He was saying, if you make somebody an offer, you got to make them feel like you're doing them a favor. You know, and then later maybe they'll do you a favor. So I noticed when he says, you know, we've already got the numbers, you know, this is how we're, you know, it went with that strategy, like, you know, hey, you know, we're willing to bring you along, you know, so I'm just anxious to see how it played out. But it did rattle a lot of cages because a lot of people saying, you know, they thought they had the numbers or the, you know, and stuff like that. And when you went to tribal council, you saw Philip didn't lie. They had the numbers. So.
That's true. They certainly did, so.
Yeah. So I don't think you're going to see Philip, and sometimes when you're playing the game, you're going to have to change gears. But I can't see Philip, especially this early in the game, going based on how he was saying that you got to feel like other people got to feel like you're doing a favor. So I don't see him begging anybody to be a part of the alliance. Now, maybe the game would change. He might need something to stay. I don't know. But Philip, a lot of people say, well, I'd vote him out for this or that or whatnot. But Philip, he is a great person to have because he draws a lot of attention. He is that lightning rod that gets a lot of attention. And a lot of times if people know their game, they're going to keep him around because it draws attention from you. So I'm anxious to see how it plays out.
Yeah. it's nice to see some of those other people back too. Besides Philip, who else are you glad to see back?
Well, I'm trying to think of how Philip said it. How did he say her name? Was it
Francesqua?
But yeah, Francesqua. That's what I was going to say. But I saw them two together. I could help laugh. I mean, you know, and for her to be voted out first again. And I was actually blown away that her being voted out the first time. I mean, man, she must have really made an impression on that first episode to be a fan favorite and only had one episode, you know.
I was wondering if they specifically picked her because of Philip.
Well, I wasn't going to say it.
I mean,
that's interesting.
But, you know, you never know. I mean, that could be it. It could be, you know, maybe she knows people that say CBS, whatnot. But I have met her, and I have to say, based on me meeting her and talking to her and stuff like that, yes, she is a great additive to the show. She's very smart, very intelligent. She starts, you know, when you can tell when she's talking about the game and stuff like that, you know, day one, she's, you know, just really, I don't know how you can put it, but watching every little movement, details, stuff like that. Of course, if you play 39 days like that, it's going to drive you nuts. But, I think she, you know, had she gone longer in the game, she would have been really, really fun to watch. Very smart. And I think she'd have been fun to watch. I just couldn't understand how you get, you know, fan fave on one show, though. So.
Right. I so agree.
But I was glad to see her back because I actually wanted to see her go further in the game. Just to watch her and Philip. So.
I think they would have had
Brandon,
quite the.
And Brandon.
Oh,
I think I think he's going to kick it up a notch. I think if Philip ain't. If he don't have a guard, Brandon's going to feel some thunder off him. Yeah, and Brandon can do it too.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
I am sorry. But one thing that Brandon brought back with him from his original season is he immediately targets a pretty girl. That was my first thought.
Well, I agree with that. Reason being, and that was part of my, when I went, and I'm not going to be as graphic on our show here, but I put it in a way that just tore Lynn Spielman all pieces. I mean, she got some mad. You know, she couldn't stand it because of the way I put it. But when you have a pretty girl in the game, you can bet your bottom dollar. And sometimes it don't have to be a gorgeous girl. It could just be the prettiest girl of what's there. And
right.
Guys will do some of the stupidest things. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, I don't know.
We've got somebody else on the phone line that I think would like to talk to you about this.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's do this. Mary and David, thank you so much for calling in tonight. How are you?
Got to give our take on Survivor, honey.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voice.
No, we are so glad to hear your voice. I was like, David, do you think we call in? Terry's going to be there.
Oh, thank you, babe. I have
we
such
love
a rough
you.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to both of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me just say, I understand why this is because what I read online today, this is the most underrated. I mean, it got the least ratings of any season ever. I understand that. Bubba, I understand you've met Francesqua. I haven't met her, and I go to a lot of events. So I even talked to my sister about it today. You know, a lot of these people, I don't understand being on Fans versus Faves. A lot of them, Bubba.
Three or four.
Not a lot,
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, and I totally agree. With
I understand Eric Reichenbach. He came to the Louisville event, Kentuckiana, right after his season where he gave the thing away. He was so distraught that he gave it away, and people just don't understand.
His immunity out.
I'm like, buddy, watch. You can get a chance to redeem yourself. Go back on the show and realize no girl's worth it. Nobody's worth it. You're on that show to win $1 million. And
right.
You let them know, I can still be your friend in the end, but I'm going to play this game, and I ain't giving my immunity away.
Right.
I want him to prove me right this time. And Brandon Hance comes to events. I love him, too.
Yeah, but Brandon, you seem to add it for next week. He's going to
grow
up.
And he is. It's okay because he's a Hance, but that's not the real Brandon that me and you know, Dave.
No, it ain't.
And Terry, you met him too. He's a gentle boy.
No, that's the Brandon Hatz who's on Survivor, and all of a sudden he's trying to play his game, and he knows that everybody is. He knows that there's a bigger alliance against him. And, and I believe, you know, you do all these interviewing for 3-4 hours a day, right, Bubba? I'm sure they've gotten in his ear and said, what would Russell do? You know? So that's my take of it.
Yeah, I got to go with
Dave
on that. I mean, he's constantly had that, well, what would Russell do? Well, you know, it's Russell, and, you know, I guess he's wanting to go this way, maybe to, you know, kind of step into that game play or whatnot.
Terry was there. He came to our event last year. I ain't saying nothing back. I shouldn't say, David, shut up. I know what to say. But I just know that he's the same good guy that I watched on his first season. Right, Terry?
That's right. You know, he really is.
He was not a bad guy at all. And
no,
I
he really
see
is
being put on this island when you have a Russell as an uncle,
well,
and then you have a Willie as an uncle.
And then you, well, also Cocker, he should be there, you know.
I love Willie, too. Willie is a sweetheart.
Yeah, and you, but yet he's Brandon. Brandon is the little Christian boy that nobody knew, you know, once they found out he's Russell's nephew, they didn't think they could trust him, but everybody thought he was too trusting himself. And then all of a sudden, Lord have mercy, what it shows for next week. But that's okay. I don't know. I'm liking the fans a lot, guys.
I am, too.
I'm liking the fans. I'm liking that U.S. Marine Corps guy, even though he didn't sit on his butt all day.
That's one I don't like. I don't. He's in the service. He should have took charge. He shouldn't have sat back like a little coward.
And he did.
And he's going to say he's a Marine.
He started a fire, and you couldn't do that this summer. Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Neither could I, but we tried.
Okay, yeah.
Can't be done.
We only had an hour.
Okay.
They had all day.
He did it. Thank you.
No, he sat there like a knot alone. He's won everybody.
I'm proud.
I'm sure everybody on that island is like, he is, you know, he's in the service. You know, he's disciplined. He's loyal. He's this and that. And, no, he disappointed me very
bad. How do you go on Survivor and say you're not worried about your shelter, you know?
Yeah, that's the truth, because a lot of things he wasn't.
No, I can see his point about dehydrating.
I have a thing
for
people who fight for our country. You know, I'm going to back him. I don't care what situation they're in.
Me too, but he was arrogant.
Well, I don't care. I like him.
He reminds me of James, the Gravedigger, the one they put on her about three times.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's who we remember. You wait.
Okay.
We ain't seen enough of him yet.
Okay, let Bubba talk. It's Bubba's show. Bubba talk, honey. We're listening.
Yeah, I like him personally because he is military and stuff like that. But I do see where Dave says he has that air of arrogance. I see that air. But is it arrogance or is it confidence? I mean,
that's arrogance. That ain't confidence.
you when you're in the Marine Corps, stuff like you get some of the most brutal training, and then you come out here, and when they pick for these shows, they don't necessarily pick because a lot of people put in their application saying, "Oh, I can survive. I can do this. I can do it." They don't care if you can make fire. They don't care if you know how to make a water filter. They just want drama.
Yeah, they want
so,
TV.
Yeah. So when he goes out there, he may realize this, and he does have that air of confidence or air of cockiness, if you want to call it or whatnot. I could see that, but like Dave said, we really haven't seen enough yet. So I'm going to kind of hold my opinion until I see how it plays out.
I only need one time to judge him.
Then you ain't supposed to judge nobody. Now shut up.
If I was on an island, you'd have to judge people to see who you'd want to take or trust or this and that. And having a Marine sit beside of me and argue and not want to help, that just tells me, you know, I wouldn't want him on my side.
Well, I wouldn't want Francesca or Philip on my side. But you had to choose one side this time, and Brandon chose the wrong side.
Francesca, I remember her last season.
She would have been good, but she was voted out first, Dave.
She played the same identical game.
Yeah.
And that's what got her voted out. Philip played with her. He knew what she was about. And
he probably egged it on.
Well, I'm sure, no. I'm sure he told his opinion, and for some reason he thinks he's Rob, and he's got these followers, and it's happening right now. So good for Philip. I mean, I've met him. He's a good guy, but, I mean, I wouldn't want to take him with me.
he's doing the Rob.
Really, because we race
the Rob rules.
But never would me and David go on the race and be like, oh, my gosh, we're going to do it just like Rob and Amber. We're going to go get another flight that's only a 20-minute connection, and then we're going to miss out on our connection because we're not Rob and Amber. No.
It works for them.
You have to play your own game, Dave.
I know. It works for Rob and Amber, Phyllis.
But it don't work for him. Why?
But right now, yeah, he might be, but right now he's got the followers.
No.
He's the one who orchestrated this whole thing.
Anyways, Terry, I love you.
I love you too, babe.
How are you two up in Minnesota? Is it snowing?
He's on
switchboard.
In the corner right now.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know why.
I just want to know if Minnesota's got a foot of snow.
No, we aren't that bad up here. I think we got about 2 or 3 inches the other night, but no, it's not much up here.
We got about 8 inches and built a 6-foot-tall snowman about a week and a half ago.
Damn.
And it took a whole week for it to melt, honest to goodness, guys. And I'm talking 60-degree weather, and the snowman, 6-foot-tall, still didn't melt until 7 days later.
Yeah, but daggone, the snowman was 6 foot round.
Yeah, it was so cool.
We just had kids out there just to get exercise. They hadn't never seen snow. Go build a snowman. There it is.
I got to talk to him that day. That was
yes,
so sweet.
You did.
That was so sweet.
Bubba might have got snow that weekend.
So, Bubba, who do you see winning this season? If you don't know spoilers, just say who you see winning. Do you see a fan or a favorite?
I'm going to take a fan.
Right, because that's what I'm going to say always, even though I know spoilers. I'm just going to say it'd be stupid if a fan ever kept a favorite.
Well, let's talk about the fans for a second. They've already Reynolds.
They won, Dave.
Well, yeah, but they've already got this alliance, and then they've already got these other six people that is, they're sleeping together, they're making these.
Yes,
four of them,
and they're, yeah.
They call themselves the cool kids.
Yeah, they're the coolest kids.
Yeah.
Oh, bless their hearts.
Here's the thing. You got them four, and you got four more. Now, who's the two oddballs out? You got the VMX salesman, and you got the Marine Corps, who is
smart. Who's the VMX salesman? The guy with the long beard?
Yeah, I don't know what
name. I just call him a redneck.
Well, I didn't want to say it on TV because I mean, on radio, but...
Oh, ain't he like a redneck?
Well, you'd see somebody like that around
here. Yeah, he looks like a redneck to me, guys.
It'd be like somebody around here.
Yeah, he looks like a redneck.
Mary, it's not good.
David, I don't know. Yes, it is. He looks like a redneck. They got their own shows.
He might be country. He might be hillbilly.
Yeah, well, it's still redneck. They got their own shows.
Redneck Island.
I
love it, but yeah. There's a difference between a redneck
and
hillbilly.
It's okay. If Mary or Dave call somebody a redneck.
It is, because we're rednecks. We're allowed to call people rednecks.
To say it, okay?
Yeah. And he looks like a redneck, so I'm calling him redneck. But Dave,
I rather talk about somebody else's kind than my kind.
And you said he was a BMX what?
Salesman.
Salesman.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just knew he had a long beard and looked like a redneck.
No, he's a comic freak, him and
I liked him. I thought he was pretty cool.
They're ones we can meet when we go do these events, Mary, with
but
the...
But Terry watching it, when I saw him, I said he's going to be one of the first ones voted out.
I don't know.
And David said, yeah, because he's different. And that's what they do. Remember last year?
Oh, I know.
He's not a cool kid.
And every season, it's the person who's different that's voted out first. It's not just the person who plays the game like the favorite, the fans looked at.
He's not a cool kid, Mary. He's a redneck, okay?
He's not like them, so he's different. He's going to be voted out.
No, I ain't going to say he's voted out because him and the Marine both are – they need to come together and realize, hey, we got these four cool kids and we got these other people. You know, they're the swing votes. Right now they could take control of the game or they could get eliminated.
Okay.
They could swing back and forth for a few weeks until they put together their own alliance.
They could, but they're in the outs, so they need to realize that. I'm hoping they can. I don't know. You got an old jarhead and you got a redneck. I don't know. They're just big and bad. They ain't going to think about alliances. I think they're hurting on the fan side. I'm thinking they'll get through because they got to be the swing votes. But they're on the outs.
That's
so if they win, I'll be proud.
Now, who was the guy on the fans that beat was it Malcolm?
No,
no,
it was
Reynolds.
That was Reynolds, wasn't it?
Yeah. He may be a competitor there.
He's one of the cool kids, right, Bubba?
Yeah, he's a cool kid.
Yeah, but
he's
the older.
Cornhole.
Yeah, he's the older cool kid.
No, he's
not the younger.
Cornhole.
Yeah, but I like the older cool kid. The younger cool kid was a little too cocky for me, I think the older cool kid was going to go further in the game.
Yeah, the one from New York, the firefighter or whatever he was.
I don't know there, David, I just know. Redneck,
the one that said that him and the girl,
better.
Him and the girl are,
the
were the two best
instructor.
Looking people on the island.
Yeah, I do know fitness instructor, that's a shame, ain't it? Whatever. Yeah.
Okay, let's be quiet for a while and let Bubba do his show.
Bubba, we're listening, buddy. We're backing you.
Hey, I love listening to you two.
No, we're just so passionate about these shows. We understand what it's like to be on Amazing Race, not Survivor, but still.
But
all reality TV, and we all come together one day.
But if you've talked to 100 Survivors, I know I've never been on there, but you can kind of know. I know that they're on the outs, you know what I mean? And you know that right now that stupid, what's his name? Oh, my God. Philip has got the reins. You know what I mean? You know his things. I mean, so it could collide. You don't know what's going to happen. It's too early.
Bubba, would you have aligned with Philip?
Would I?
Yes, absolutely.
I would too.
Absolutely.
100%. I mean, think about it. Who else would you want to sit beside when you go for that $1 million?
I wouldn't want to go the end with Philip.
I would. You want to sit beside a crazy guy?
I wouldn't want to go to the end. I couldn't stand him for 39 days.
I couldn't stand the pink underwear.
I mean, based on what I see in the show, I could really easily say like you say that. But I got to tell you, when we was down in Orlando, me and my wife, Jennifer, and some others, we sat down with Phil. So I love talking to that man. He is a plethora of knowledge. And the way he ciphers things out. But one thing is, it's like he can cipher things out in mind. And when you've got time to sit and listen to him and stuff like that, great. If he feels like when you've got those segments, he's limited, and he just kind of blurs through it and stuff like that, it's just... You know, it's like, man, what's he thinking? You know, but yeah, I would have definitely aligned with Philip.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would like to sit beside him because you would always think
I would.
I could beat him at the end.
He's like the Russell Hance.
Well,
I mean, like I would want to take Russell Hance to the end, thinking I would win.
No, he's not Russell.
Would be stupid enough to take Russell Hance to the win, and he'd beat me.
He's nowhere near Russell. If anything, he is trying his best. He's watched Rob every. He
this
went
season.
Back home and watched every Survivor and every race, and he's done whatever he could do. He stuck his nose up Rob's butt, and that's what he's going to do.
He's like, there's been bitten by a Robin Amber bug, ain't he?
Man, I love you guys.
Hey, Jerry, by the way.
I'm serious, Bubba. We raced with Robin Amber. You so much want to be like them. I mean, our first three legs, they came in first place and nobody even saw them. Never on the Amazing Race do you not see a competitor.
Huh.
But yet everybody was looking in there. Where's Robin Amber? What flight did they take? We didn't find it. And that's three legs. And then we're gone. And then they're gone.
Wow.
Because it's like, yeah, who don't want to follow Rob and Amber's lead when they take chances and, I don't know, some. I mean, the guy, Bubba, you was at Churchill Downs when Rob was there.
Mm-hmm.
He bet $10 on a horse and win $600. I mean,
yeah.
They're just the luckiest two people in the world.
Oh, we love them to death.
You
got to
realize you're not them. I think that that's Phillip's problem this year. He's trying to be Rob.
You know what I think's the best thing about Rob?
I love Rob.
Oh, I had to keep her away from him.
Amber taught me how to swim.
For 23
Rob,
days, I had to keep her away from Rob.
Have fun, yeah.
Everybody says things about Rob. He's the type of person you either love or hate. But the best thing.
Bob, if you really knew him, you'd love him, I promise.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Well, I never liked him until I liked him as a player because he played the game, but I hated him. I'd want to whoop his tail, you know what I mean? But
is if you're standing beside of him,
you're
not
going to
pay for a drink. You're not going to have to pay for a drink.
Right, that's true. That's true. It is.
Guinnesses, what do you like, Bubba? Guinnesses, what do you want? Guinnesses, you know.
Yeah.
I thought he was awesome. I said, Rob, I love you, man. He just put his arm around me and hugged me because you're all right, Bubba. What do you have?
Yeah, he's cool. We spent 23 days with Robin Amber, and we love Robin Amber, I promise you. We're the ones who got him to come to Kentucky that year.
But I'm telling you, I would never go on Amazing Race again and say, I want to run the race Robin Amber ran, because you'd be stupid, too. They're just lucky people, you know? And you can't play the survivor that Rob played last time, because to me it was the ultimate survivor.
Game.
I mean, the guy knew how to play the game. He'd been on it so long. And not just that, he had a reason to win. He wanted to finally say, I won Survivor, because his wife beat him.
Yeah, but it don't matter. She's still got the upper hand. She's beating everything she's ever went at, so it don't matter what he decides.
And back to what Dave said, you remember when we had that first Amazing Race thing through Six
Flags?
Yes,
and Amazing Race, Amber and David, they won.
Me and Eric won every year.
Against Rob, and Amber rubbed it in his face, which is so cool that a wife can beat a husband. I'd love to do that. I would rub it in his face till kingdom comes.
Oh,
no,
you
wouldn't.
Yeah. I would, yeah.
Oh, Amber come over and give me a hug at night, and Rob was there and was like, hey, Rob, I beat you. I was like, yeah, big boy.
You guys are the funniest two people on the planet.
You know what they say, man, when the cat's away.
We didn't plan on staying for long, but we're passionate about Survivor. And want to see what Bubba thought, but we want to back Brandon up on all things, you know, because I think he came in the show being Brandon.
And he got changed.
And because he didn't choose, I mean, Lord have mercy, Brandon, I love you to death. If you're listening, if you call in, I'll tell you to your face. How do you choose Francesca? But I wouldn't have chose Phillip anyways. I'd have started my own alliance.
Well, now, let's go back just one second. Let me say something. Whenever Brandon and Eric was talking and Eric explained to him that Phillip come and wanted to do this and that, they're not fans. They're favorites. They've played the game. They should have known something was up. But instead of trying to go say, well, let's do this and that, they should have really sat back and thought for a minute and realized that they was on the outs and that there was another alliance.
It don't matter.
Whenever different people was telling you different things, you got to sometime or another. I mean, you're sitting on an island, your mind's thinking of the game, and you've played it before. Think of it.
Okay, Bubba, who's going to win overall?
It's too early.
It is not.
Yeah, I purposely, you know, said I didn't want to know this year.
I would never choose who I know.
We've known every year. Last year they told us who won and it was wrong. This year they told us who won. It might be wrong, so we might not know who won, but we do know who's the final three.
Mary.
It doesn't matter, Dave.
Mary.
Well, yeah.
I just have to say, please, 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 keep it to yourself. I don't want to know. I will. I know no spoilers, okay?
I'm telling you who we think probably is wrong anyway.
Okay. But I think that a fan wins, and she's the girl who's, she's part of the cutie, of the couple, of the good guy, cool guy.
The one with the big thighs.
Yeah,
cool
and kid. She's like bigger. She's not like skinny model-like.
The one with the big thighs.
She's got like some big wide thighs. I like her.
Yeah, I do too.
I have to interrupt.
I'm like Jesus. I love them all.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, he's trying to say something, Mary.
Terry.
I do want to give Bubba an opportunity to make a little announcement here. Bubba, let's talk about who's going to be joining us along with you as sort of a special co-host on the show to join you on our Rad Reality Roundtable Show Survivor Chat.
All right.
I'll let you make the announcement.
Okay, absolutely. I thought it would be cool to add splash of color, a difference of opinion and stuff like that, because I've talked to this gentleman a lot about Survivor, and it would definitely be some debate on the show because we see different ways and different fractions of it. But Kobe will be here.
Wow,
Kobe
Archer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
come on. Well, I can see you all clashing a lot.
Dave. Yeah, we look at the game two different ways, you know.
I
think that would really add to the show. So, like I said, there's going to be those times we have some debates. But, I think it'd be great having him on the show.
That would be cool to hear his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he'll probably say Cochrane all the way or something.
So he'll be joining us frequently this season along with Bubba.
Wow.
He won't be here for every show, but he will be here frequently to sort of be a second host with
Bubba.
Well,
let me be the first to say I don't see that pairing, but good luck, Bubba.
No, it'll be good.
I think it'll be fun to hear both of their
opinions.
Yeah,
it'll be like yin and yang, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, like A and Z.
Right, I think that's what'll make fun.
You are so far away from Kobe.
I know.
That's going to be cool, yeah. I might agree with him.
So, Cherry, I want you to know what I was trying to get at earlier. I don't know if you ever looked it up, but I do know who the Jeff City contestant is.
Oh, which one?
One of the cool kids, believe it or not. it's Hope, the one...
She's
the one with
the bigger
size. She's the one that was standing in the dark
with
Eddie, and Eddie was saying we're the two best looking people on the island.
Best looking guy in the world. Nobody's gonna kick me off his island. We're cool kids,
So that's the girl from Jeff City.
Yep, her name's Hope.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Are you going to have a hard time rooting for her, or you're kind of digesting
well,
it
she's
right
now?
Give
her a chance.
Yeah, I have to give her a chance. She's from a few hundred miles from here, and
TV. I mean, some people from last night we don't even know yet.
No, you can easily say she
because
was an influence.
All four cool kids we know.
Yeah, but maybe she will. Yeah, they did make an impact.
Yeah,
you know who they are. But I'm saying maybe she'll realize, hey, I don't want to be a cool kid.
It don't
kid
matter.
No
she can be a cool kid and win, Dave.
No.
Okay. Okay.
The cool kids can't win, huh?
Yeah, I don't guess.
No, this is Survivor, not cool kid camp.
Well, James and Tyler won our season. There was cool kids.
Because back on, they could jump off a moon.
I was very impressed on that premiere episode with how the fans did in the competitions that they were in. I mean, they are a lot stronger than, you know, people may have given. They did not get intimidated by the favorites
at all. Yeah, I was impressed by that. They did not get intimidated, Paul, and I was really impressed by that. They didn't back down from them. They didn't, you know, falter under pressure. You know, they went in and got the job done, and I thought that was great to see.
I was very proud of the fans this year.
Yeah,
I was glad to see them
go in and take care of business. And
what is it going to be, a repeat of last fans versus faves, you know? Is
a
fave,
show the faves
it's community
you know,
all in a...
I have a strategy type of question for you, Bubba. We had this happen when Russell came back. Nobody in the favorites has any idea what kind of game Malcolm plays.
True.
Do you think that gives him an advantage?
I think it does in the early stages of the game. I mean, look, man, you can tell he's an athlete. Secondly, he's not one of these type of people that can lay back as far as his abilities. He only knows how to play one way, all out. So I think early in the stages of the game, people are going to notice that the player is going to keep him around because they want their tribe to win. Then I think his social skills will really take over. Because if you remember the situations that Malcolm was put in last season, okay, the situation, and he came in and it's like, he can make friends easy.
Yeah, he's got a great social game.
Yeah, so he's strong athletically, he's strong socially. I'm just ready to see what he does. But, I think his athleticism is going to carry him through the first part of the game, and by what he builds on his social game will carry him through the end.
Yeah. The other favorites that I'm loving – I loved him in his season two is Cochran. He just brings so much humor. And talking about humor, one thing I learned about Brandon was he is one funny kid. And I'm just afraid we're not going to see that part of him. He really is funny. He cracked me up every time he came on our show, Jerry.
Absolutely. I mean, he doesn't even try. It just comes to him so naturally. You're right. He is just a funny guy, and I don't think they're going to show that side of him at all on.
See, that's the editing part,
right,
Bubba? The editing part is going to be that they want to just show that side of Brandon that had been, you know, that the fan, you know, the watchers, the TV watchers had seen, and the other part of him that is just so endearing and that I love so much is humor. Probably won't see much of that. Would you agree with that, Bubba?
Yeah. I think you will see. I think you saw the real Brandon in the first season is in. This one, I think you're going to see. It'll be kind of hard to cipher it out because, like I say, it's like he's kind of torn, I think, on which way he wants to play. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Bubba, you need to call us before next week.
Okay.
Like after his show.
No, you don't.
Just so we can tell him what happens next week.
No, we don't. We don't know.
I also have a question for you, Bubba. The fans did not get Flint. They had to start their own fire. Seeing as they were already able to start their fire, was it a big deal that they were able to, when they won the immunity challenge, to get Flint? Is that just in case their fire goes out, it's easier to start? Or it just doesn't seem to be that big of a reward anymore.
Yeah, it's huge having Flint.
I would
start it real quick. Absolutely.
I would think so. I mean, I wouldn't want to start the fire the way they did.
Yeah, we tried for 6 days and couldn't get it. And I mean, it's like, you know, you strike and you get those embers and stuff. And tons of smoke, but, you know, once you get that, you're just halfway there. I mean, so, yeah, Flint is huge, huge in this game still.
So does the fire often go out at night when people are sleeping, or does somebody always get up and try to keep it going?
Well,
or the rain.
That is a lot of people has no concept of time when you're playing that game. We were taken, and the nights were real long in Vanuatu. But when we first started that game, and you had eight people there, I'd take first watch, and you know you'd stay up 3 or 4 hours or whatnot, and you know I thought, okay, I pulled my time, I can go to sleep, I can sleep till morning, and then it comes back around me, and somebody's waking me up, telling me, hey, it's your turn. No, it's not. Because what they would do is they would wait until they saw everybody asleep and make sure they're asleep, and then they'd nudge them because you had no clock to look at, okay? You could have probably just fell asleep, and they'd be up maybe 15, 10 minutes and say, hey, you're watching, and then they'd go back to sleep. So when it came back around to me, I knew somebody was fudging. They wasn't pulling their time, you know? Some people, sometimes they try to pull just – throwing an extra log on the fire and go to sleep, you know. But, yes, that fire does die down because if they're not trying to shank you on you sleeping, if they're trying to fall asleep and hope they wake up, time to wake somebody else up, by then the fire's dead. So, yeah, that happens a lot.
All right. The other thing I want to ask you about is the couples. We saw the nighttime shot of Reynolds and Allie making out. And the first thing I thought about was, because of last season, you talking about the cameraman had to walk around in the dark and get a good angle shot at those two making out. Did that wake the others? Is that cameraman moving around cause people to wake up and wonder why?
Yes, Bubba.
It usually depends on what size camera they're using. I mean,
any size will wake me up.
You know, I mean, that's just one of those things. I mean, you know, if you got a big camera and you're trying to move around, you're going to be, you know, knocking stuff around and stuff like that. But because you know, they use different sizes, so no, I mean, he could have easily got over there and not woke anybody up, especially depending on how far they are. And you think, if they're going to be out making out or whatnot, depending on how far that goes, they may be making some noises of their own to be waking
people
up. Well,
I don't know if it was real or not, but I kept hearing bamboo creaking. Now, I don't know if they added that sound effect or not, but you could hear.
Yeah. Well, my guess they added that because, like, a lot of times, like even last night, you saw two guys laying on the beach, and then you saw that snake going through the water like it was next to them, and that. They could have been miles apart. That's just footage they put in there. I mean, if you're sitting around talking, have two people conspiring, and then they'll show a picture of a monkey, and then it goes back to them and stuff like that. Like
oh, the monkey!
To them.
I love the
that
monkey.
Little monkey eating that grasshopper was the funniest looking little thing ever.
Oh, but Jerry, when there was a couple people back in the woods, you know, whispering and strategizing, they kept having a shot of this monkey, like the monkey was listening to their conversation.
Oh, I know.
What about the
class? We have some creative editing.
I got news for you. When you're playing Survivor, you know, just your noise alone is going to keep animals away. But when you got that production crew around, even if there's wildlife, that's why I'm still amazed that, you know, Scoop killed that boar that season. It's like, golly, man, how did he get that close to one with all that production and everything else? Because, I mean, it's like an army going through there just making all the noise and stuff. So when you see clips, I assure you, it's clips they filmed and then they're just putting in there to kind of add it to the
show.
Yeah,
but, Bubba, I think those white crabs should be on Survivor.
Yes, they was pointing to her. They was pointing
going,
back and forth.
I want to go this way. No, I want to go this way. I want to go this way. No, I want to go this way. What, six times?
Yeah.
They should be on Survivor.
Well, oh, yeah. Bubba, you talked about the snake was likely quite a distance away, but one thing that wasn't a distance away, at the beginning of that nighttime shot when Reynolds and Allie were making out, did you see the mouse scampering across their bed?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that. I didn't get to see the first part.
Yes.
I did.
Oh. and jumping
Bubba, did mice, when you were asleep, was mice crawling around you? Because that scared me last night.
He don't know he was asleep.
We had one night we were laying in our makeshift hut. The rest, I mean, and we were laying when it was raining or whatnot, and then we would lay over in, you know, next to the fire or whatnot.
Okay.
But there was one night when we were laying there, and a little mouse ran over John King's back. Then it went over mine and Chris and everything went all the way up in. And Brooke wigged out. And he and to this day, like, oh, it wasn't a mouse, it was a rat. No, it was a mouse.
Okay? Yeah, I understand that. Because a little old mouse that you call is like a crocodile to me. The things have teeth and they bite and they leave diseases.
Yes, and Brooke jumps up and he's wigging out. I mean, you just thought he would have this like billions of bugs on him, the way he was wigging out and stuff like that. And he goes, oh, my God, it was a big rat. And I said, it wasn't a rat. He goes, are you kidding, Bubba? He had big, giant fangs. And I thought, oh, God. But, man, I mean, it's just people wigging out a little bit. Yeah, you'd have a mouse every now and then.
Yeah,
we didn't have
that,
it.
I mean,
cost, but it was that.
Bubba, that's dangerous, buddy. Okay, that's serious. That's whatever. I never saw that on Survivor until last night.
Yeah.
Well, I will say my husband and I now have Survivor in HD, and it is amazing watching it in HD as opposed to regular TV.
Yes, it is.
You know,
we got it now.
David does.
Oh, Lord. If you can't tell the difference in HD and
I'm blind, David.
Regular,
I can't see it.
There's something wrong with you. I can't say it works.
Stupid on Valentine's Day. Thank you. I know what you're going to
say. Stupid. I wasn't going to say stupid.
Yes, what?
Retarded.
Okay.
But I can't say it works.
It's definitely different.
I don't
know.
Yes, big time, ain't it?
Yes,
even
amazing.
How big and clear could have you seen that monkey eat the grasshopper without it being in high definition?
Not nearly as clearly.
No, it's been more back in the distance, and it wouldn't been as colorful, and it wouldn't have been as big. It is a big difference. I agree with Terry.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. So I'm glad to be watching my first season in HD. it's definitely fun to watch Survivor in HD.
I didn't realize you hadn't had HD before, but I so remember having an HD TV, and when they announced Survivor was going to, you know, that next season was going to be in HD, I said, perfect. That's the perfect type of show to have HD, and I forgot how great it was, Jerry, but oh my goodness, yeah, you're going to love it.
And we already are.
But Jerry, Bubba, Paul, we're going to go, okay, guys? And glad to be able to call
Mary
in,
and
Bubba.
David.
You're we love you, okay? Terry, I'm so glad that you're on the phone, and I love you to death.
Bubba, get her number off Terry and give us a call.
Paul, we
know
it's in Minnesota to see a little bit of snow. We're supposed to have it on Saturday.
Well, love you guys. Give me a call anytime. I love hearing your voice.
Okay, love y'all guys.
Take care,
hon. Love you guys both. Bye-bye.
Now, Bubba, I'm not remembering your season, but one thing that I thought about on last night's episode is the first vote. I mean, it was going all over the place when, you know, the favorites were strategizing and bringing up names. Is that first vote the craziest vote that people make? I mean, you really don't know anybody. You really haven't had, you know, that much time to you know, form a strong opinion. It just seemed like they were all scrambling to try to come up with somebody to vote for.
Yeah, you know, in our season, the way that went down was 2 minutes on the beach, me and Chris Doherty, had an alliance. We already saw that the young guys, Brooke, Brady, JP, and John Kenny, before the game even started, you know, they were kind of signaling us up, so we knew those four were tight. So the way we had, which, you know, they called the Fat Five,
the way we got put together, they put us together because they already had their full personal lives. We looked around and said, well, hey, there's five of us. And that's how we got put together. That's how me, Sarge, and Chris and all put together. We saw it before the game. So we're walking on the beach. Chris looks over at me. He goes, we're good? I said, absolutely. And then I went and talked. Chris went to Sarge. I went to Rory. Rory went to Chad. And then we got it together and just went from there. And we went to that first challenge. And when we went to that first challenge, you know, there's some things. Chris couldn't get over the balance thing. So everybody, he watched the show. Oh, he's going home. And I went up right over. He couldn't get over the balance thing. We lost the challenge. We had to go to tribal council. I was the first one up to Chris and said, don't worry about it. You're not going anywhere. That's what I told him. And then we got back to camp. John Kenny and them was talking about, well, should we, you know, what should we do and stuff? And they said, well, we want to keep our team strong. We'll take out Chris Doherty. And I knew, okay, he couldn't make it across the balance beam. That don't mean Chris Doherty ain't athletic. And as he went into the game, you saw he could do challenges good. Man played college basketball. So I knew he was athletic. But we made a deal. And we go to tribal council. It was all over the place. But I was telling Rory and Chad. I was telling Sarge, you know, we need to stick to our guns, keep Chris. Stick to our guns, keep Chris. Once we got past that first vote, we were solid. Because what makes an alliance solid is when you get people in your alliance saying, hey, we might want to vote out such and such. Or, hey, we might, like Sarge said, hey, why don't we trade Rory for Brady? Well, let's say if we did vote Rory out and bring Brady into our alliance. Now it's weak because everybody in that alliance is going to be paranoid. When we didn't vote out Rory and he was in our alliance, everybody in our alliance was solid. When we went to those tribal councils, we knew who we were voting for. And a perfect example of that, the first tribal council, we were solid. And then as we were walking in, and I used this to my advantage later down the road. As we were walking in, JP and John Kenny asked Sarge, who are we voting for? And he turned around and said, Chris. So they turned around and told Brooke, Chris. So you had JP, Brooke, and John Kenny voted for Chris. Brady didn't catch the word, and he voted Rory. But when we voted for Brooke, and Brooke was voted out. So why Sarge said Chris, I don't know, but I kept that knowledge to myself. And then we were by the campfire one time, and I forget what it was. Sarge said something about my gameplay. And because Chad said something about sitting next to the fire, saying I had the best place, which that was just crock. And we got into a spat about it because, you know, I'm a traditionalist. Give me one thing that's mine, just one thing. It's all I want in that one spot. It's like, you know, we shared cups, we shared canteens, we shared everything. Just give me my one spot. That's all I wanted, you know. And sorry about that. So that's when I threw it. And I said, hey, Sarge. And it was totally out of left. So I said, first tribal council, why'd you turn around and tell all everybody else to vote for Chris? It was a numbers thing. And Chris goes, you told him to vote for me? He said, well, yeah, it's a number. And he tried to explain it off. I done that for two reasons. One, so he'd stop talking about my spot next to the fire. And the two, another reason I'd done that, was Sergeant Chris was getting close. And I was letting Chris know, hey, I'm the one that's got you back. So it played for two reasons. Going back to the original part of the question, is it kind of chaos in that first tribal council? Yes and no. It just depends on the situation. Our situation, our five was solid because we knew the other four was solid, and we had to stick together if we wanted to go further in that game. So I can honestly tell you, every tribal council that I went to, and some people feel different, but every tribal council I went to, I was comfortable because I knew I wasn't going home. The one tribal council that I went to and got voted out, I wasn't uncomfortable because I knew I was going home.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, as the game goes on, you get pretty solid. These blind sides, stuff like that, that go on and happen and stuff like that, yeah, I can see them happening and stuff, but to me, I think there's something that's going on that could have keyed you off, but I don't know.
I thought it was hilarious at Tribal last night when Jeff was talking to Cochran and wondering how, you know, votes go maybe at the last minute, even at right at Tribal Council, and Cochran recounted the story of Boston Rob, you know, tapping that person on the shoulder to let everybody know this is who we want to vote out. And then there's a shot of Malcolm thinking he was going to be funny, and he kind of grabs Cochran's shoulder, and Cochran didn't really think it was that funny, don't you? did you catch that part at Tribal, you guys?
Yeah.
So,
let me ask y'all a question. Based on last season, do you think this season is going to be able to fill the shoes? That's a tough season to follow.
True. It's going to be interesting. I felt so bad for Cochran with that sunburn he had. I mean, he looked miserable.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't imagine the pain he was in. And Jeff Probst asked him, when did that happen? And he goes, instantly or something like that. Like,
hey, listen, I'm going to have to hop off here. It is Valentine's Day. Okay.
All right, sweetie. Well, thank you so much for coming on and being here with us.
Okay.
I'm glad that you were able to be on as long as you were, and I know you need to spend some Valentine's Day time with your wife. So thank you for being with us this week, Bubba, and I look forward to next week. Hopefully Kobe can be with you next week and have that dual host that we've looked forward to. Enjoy your Valentine's evening, and again, thank you for being here with us tonight.
All right. Thank you, and Paul, it's good talking to you again, and y'all have a great night.
All right, you take care, Bubba.
Thanks, Bubba.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, Jerry, I think it's a little early to compare, you know, last season with this because we're all in agreement. Last season just rocked it. It was a fantastic season. Remember, it was like every single episode, none of them were boring. Every episode had something going for it. I think there's potential with what I saw last night. Certainly it's a interesting group of favorites because we know a little bit about them, but even the fans seem interesting, so I'm hoping that it will be a good season. I don't think they could match last season, but I'm hoping that it comes close.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat last season. Last season was a really good season.
Hey, Jody mentioned something earlier in the chat, and I saw this on behind the scenes. I think it's somewhere on the internet as well. On the talk, Probst was on the talk yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon, and they had a footage of how he got on that rock at the, you know, in the opener. I don't know. Did you happen to see that or see it online?
I didn't.
Okay, he came in on a helicopter, Probst did, right over the top of that tall rock, and there was another guy that was helping him out that actually had scaled the whole rock from the ground up and kind of was there when he stepped off the helicopter onto the rock, but there was that moment when he left the helicopter to stand on this very narrow rock that he was totally exposed. There was no tether. There was no lifeline. There was nothing. And it was, oh my goodness. If you have a chance to look at it behind the scenes of how he got on that rock, it's pretty cool. Excuse me. Ah, sorry.
Bless you.
Thank you. So, how were your because I know you've been busy. How were your notes for the show? Did you have a chance to take Cherry type of notes for the premiere or not?
I have to say, I really couldn't. This has been such a busy time for Rich and I, and I was glad to be able to just watch the show and really get that in. I wasn't able to take notes like I used to. Just getting to watch the show was about all I could do. And
is there anything, by the way, I think you mentioned it in the chat room, but for the listeners again, we did start an hour early, and we will be starting every week, every Thursday at 9 p.m. instead of 10 p.m., so I just wanted to mention that again. But is there anything since our last show that you want to talk about that you're up to right now? And
today was just a really rough day. Rich told me to tell you that the Wild just tied the game. But today was really tough. We went back to the house for the final time to see if we could pull any little trinket out of the rubble before they start demolition. And there just really wasn't anything to be pulled out. It's just all gone. You know, everything is burned, and it was just a really rough day. So I'd rather not talk too much about that.
No, I understand. I just wanted to, you know, seeing as we had a little, you know, quiet time, I wanted to afford you that opportunity if you so wanted to, but I totally understand. We talked earlier today, and I knew what you told me was in store for you, and you knew that it was going to be tough. But just you know, all you can do is just take baby steps and keep trying to move forward and not get, you know, hold back too much. But I'm hopeful for you, and as you move forward looking for, you know, a place to live, and you know, now that you've got it really.
Thank you to some amazing friends out there, Dana Lambert and Marian Pinko and Pam Ekman and Dan Kaminsky and Paul from Minnesota. and there's just some amazing, amazing people out there who have been there for me and sent me things. And I just want to say thank you. Michelle Casta, you know, make sure that she texts me quite frequently and checks on me, and just, you know, there's some amazing people out there that are helping me get through this, and I thank them so much.
Yeah.
And you know, Mr. Mack and Phil and Jody that's in our chat room tonight, and Ben and all of our Rad Reality family. I just can't thank them enough. You know, Chi-Town Joe and all of our family, you know, that helped me get through this. It's a blessing to have them all of you. And I don't know how I would do it without all of you. So,
well, I know you're got a lot on your plate, and I know that you're real busy. I'm hoping that doing this show and getting back into the saddle a little bit is a good distraction for you. And if it isn't, if it becomes too hard, you just let me know, and I'll try my best to do it, without you if you need it. But I really enjoy having you up here. I think it's a healthy thing to do. You are starting to watch some of the reality shows again, and that certainly helps. I hope you catch up with Joe Schmo. Oh my God, that show! Just mentioning it cracks me up, as you can hear. But I'm sorry. Some of these shows are just over the top crazy.
Joe Schmo is certainly one of my favorites. So, and we've got some exciting new shows coming up. But I'm anxious to watch. We've got a few that are starting soon. I'm looking forward to checking those out. Louis had posted about one that I'm looking for now. Did you ever go on and look for that on my Facebook page? The dogs.
It looks like it's just like it's not a continuing series. It looks like it was just a 2-hour like a documentary or something. I only found one episode.
Okay, and what was an Animal Planet Unleashes Glory Hounds? Okay,
yeah.
That's what it's called. So there's only one episode?
That's what it appears to. What we're talking about on the Animal Planet, they're doing a 2-hour show. I don't know if there's more, but as far as my TV listings went out, I only saw one episode. But it's about military guys with, you'll probably be able to describe it better than I, but it's about military guys that have, what do you call them in the military? They've got dogs. And us dog lovers.
It's all about their German Shepherds or their companion dogs that go out in training with them. And so I can't wait to see that. What is the other one about? Now I can't remember the name of it, Paul, that is about the biker club.
Hell something. The Devil's Ride.
The Devil's Ride. There we go.
The Devil's Ride is a new season starting up on Monday, I think. It's the second season, and Jerry talked to me about it a ton last year, and I never did get into it. And when she saw that the second season was premiering, she says, give it a go. You got to watch it. So it's set to go on my DVR. I came across from a commercial, a show that I'm thinking is going to be over-the-top crazy called Gypsy Sisters. It's like Real Housewives on steroids. These women are crazy. We have, obviously, Sunday. We need to talk about shows coming up. We've got
The Amazing Race. We'll be starting another show on Sunday night, adding another show to the mix on Sunday night, and you have to join us for that. So,
and we can't run out of time without mentioning that somebody actually has a birthday today too.
Miss Missy from Superpass, happy birthday, girl. I love you. So I sent her a card just on Facebook, but now that's about all
and
I can handle.
And for those that were with us 2 years, for those that were with us 2 years ago, I fondly remember that night when Ron says, anybody know how to 3-way call? And I thought, are you really asking that? Because Cherry is the Crow at Three Way calling, and we called in. Rachel and Brendan were on a Super Pass show, and we typed in live on the Rad Reality Show to wish Missy a happy. I will always remember that. That was so much fun. Remember that, Jerry?
I do remember that. Gosh, what a great memory that was. I mean, that
yes.
Such a great,
Sunday,
great fun night.
And I'm interrupting more so because we're running close to the end, but Jody asked if Amazing Race was going to be at the same. It's going to be at 10 p.m. again, right, Cherry?
Yes, that show will remain the same time. We just changed this one because we really wanted Bubba back, but the time we had the show, it was hard for Bubba to he works early and he has to get to bed early, so it was difficult to get Bubba back with us because of the time frame. So it made things much easier for Bubba if we moved the show up an hour. So to accommodate that, I wanted to do that so that it made things easier for Bubba, for him to come back and be our host again this season. So that's why we moved it up an hour. And I'm hoping that everybody can kind of get used to this hour change and know that, you know, we did it out of love for Bubba. And we really wanted Bubba to come back with us. And you know, I think he's just the perfect fit for this show. And
I
adore him. And so, you know, I'd bend over backwards to, you know, do what I could to, you know, accommodate him as long as, you know, it works. And I didn't see that it was going to be that big of a change that, you know, we couldn't all get used to it. And, yeah. Mr.
Mack,
you're so sweet. That's something Joe would have said if he was here.
We will try to get the show scheduled a little further in advance. It was kind of our first show of the Survivor season, and we had some unknowns of, you know, who was going to be on for the description. But we'll try to get that show scheduled earlier so people have a heads up and get a reminder of the new time.
Right, and hopefully we're going to have these shows on a reoccurring basis so everyone, you know, will have more early notice of what shows are coming up from the Rad Reality Show Network.
And we're still a couple weeks away, but we have Big Brother Canada not far away. We've got the same night that comes on, the 27th of February, is the new season of Duck Dynasty. Obviously, we're looking forward to the next episode of Mob Wives this week, Sunday, because we're going to see the effects of Hurricane Sandy on that show. There's lots of shows.
I'm telling you, so much reality, so little time.
Yeah.
Even more so right now. So, yeah, we've got a lot to watch. And I saw a really strange show that's coming up that's, and I don't even know the name of it, but it's about all these people that do, like, the freak shows. They've got all the piercings. They're the ones that put the, like, knives through their skin and all that kind of stuff in the freak shows.
I don't think I like that. That freaks me out.
It shows them, like, during their everyday lives at home. And I was just like, I don't know if I could stomach it. I don't know if I could watch that.
Yeah.
I mean, just watching what they do for a living, I can't watch that.
The needles bugs me. I saw a little promo where one girl accidentally on purpose broke a glass and started eating glass. I mean, yeah. No.
That was almost more than I could handle. I think they'll put anything on a reality show right now.
Yeah, that's true.
As I say that, my husband says Truck Stop Missouri is on right now, so I rest my case.
Oh, Oh, come on. When Nemo was hitting, winter storm Nemo was hitting, I was watching a lot of the Weather Channel, and all of a sudden I didn't realize it, but they've got a bunch of reality shows even on the Weather Channel. So, I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah.
Yes,
Mr. Macker, I did get a hoppa.
It is
wonderful.
Hoppa.
They're the most amazing things.
Hey, by the way, Cherry, I got when I talked to Ben the other night, he said if she's having trouble with Windows 8, just have her call me. I can help her out. So I mentioned that you were on Windows 8, and of course, Mr. Computer Guy Ben. So.
Wow. Well, just tell me how to do everything because I can't figure out anything on this thing.
Oh, my God. It's like a million at once. No, it's how many at a time? Like
I think
six,
it's five,
eight?
I think. Five or six,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
So, yeah, no. It's a cool thing. It records all of the network shows at once for you for like 8 days. And they're just sitting there for you in case you want to watch them. It does that automatically. You know, with one push of one button, it records all of the network shows and all the network channels. And they're just sitting there for you in case you might want to watch them. And it keeps, I forget how many episodes of each show, just sitting there for you in case you might want to watch. And then the cool thing that it does is if you want to watch any of those shows that are on the network, this network thing that it does, it removes all the commercials for you automatically.
Oh,
with the push of one button. One button. You just say yes, and it removes all the commercials for you automatically.
She loves her hoppa.
I'm like, it's just a wonderful invention. I love it. So... I didn't think I'd love anything as much as TiVo, but this thing's pretty cool.
Hoppa and a HDTV.
Yeah, I'm pretty set as far as TV goes.
We've
got an HDTV in each bedroom and one in the living room here. And so for TVs, I'm pretty good. It's the rest of my world that's crumbled around me.
Yeah.
So...
All right.
We're about ready to close this one down. Thank you all so much for being here tonight. Remember, next week we are going to be here 1 hour early at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and hopefully we'll have Kobe Archer here too. So we hope that all of you will be able to make it back. Again, thank you all for being here. We hope you have a great week. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. We love you. Be kind to each other. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Take care, everyone.
So thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and still is part of the show and... But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality of people is, you know, I do this for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys. And thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
I agree, Ron. It was a great one.
thank you so much for being part of the Rad Reality family. To you all, be kind to each other, give thanks for what you have, and just be happy with what you have. God bless you all. Good night. Love you all. Take care.